Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Pirates play here today, 12:35, a rare Monday early day game. Disappointing game yesterday. We had hoped, after coming from behind, to take the lead top of the ninth. Aroldis Chapman, 40 pitches, and gave up the lead and the win.
Roller coaster ride for fans, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you thought, okay, they're coming back, and you have a chance to win the series now. They have a chance just to tie the four-game series today. And then after the game, Pirates manager Derek Shelton in the clubhouse.
We start talking about going to the All-Star game and it being really important. I feel very strongly that we have multiple people that should be going that are not going. And that's unfortunate. But on the flip side of that, we are going to celebrate the people that are going because it's really important. So the first person we have going is going for the second time. And he should get a bottle of bourbon, but I'll give him a bottle of champagne, Brian Reynolds.
You know, good start so far. Just keep grinding. We'll, you know, get to where we want to get to.
And for his first time, Paul Skeens.
And I'm just grateful for all you guys. Since the first day I've been here, I've been a part of the team. So couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah, the rookie, Paul Skeens, after just 10 appearances as a Pirates pitcher. And joining us is Johnny Baseball, John Parato, who I love to catch up with. He knows more about baseball than he's forgotten more than I've ever known. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Pretty exciting because, for Paul Skeens, a lot of people said, well, he hasn't been in the league long enough, but he's made MLB All-Star history, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. The fewest starts of any player who's ever been picked to an All-Star game, and really unprecedented. You know, it's not even been quite 2 full months since he made his major league debut, he didn't come up from the minor leagues until May 11th. And to go from, you know, from that into the All-Star game in that short a period of time is really, really amazing. I mean, I know he's very talented and there were very high expectations of him, but I really don't think even the most optimistic person thought that he would end up in the All-Star game by only pitching 10 times, but that's how good he has been.
John, do I have it right that Skeens has more strikeouts than any pitcher in baseball or the National League?
Since he came up, yes. Overall, no, because he had a six, you know, he was behind 6 weeks before he came up. But since he's come up in that span since May 11th, yes, he has the most strikeouts. And something else I find interesting is he's the first pitcher in baseball history to have at least 7 strikeouts in 9 of his first 10 career starts, which is covers a long, long time. You're talking about 130, 140 year span.
So for fans that don't know, how is the All-Star team selected?
Well, it's a couple of different levels. First, the fans vote on the position players, the designated hitter and the 9 players or the 8 players on the field beside the pitcher. Then the players have a vote, and they vote for the pitchers and then also the position players as well for the reserve position players. And that leaves usually around 6 spots for the Major League Baseball on each league's team to pick their own players. And a lot of times, a lot of those spots go to teams that haven't had anybody elected because Major League Baseball has a rule in which every team has to have a player represented at the All-Star game. And that usually only leaves a couple of spots, and that was one of 2 in the National League, and Major League Baseball decided to take Paul Skeens because of the fact that he has been extraordinarily good in his first 10 starts. And I also think, from a public relations standpoint, you have one of your brightest young stars in the game. Why not take him to the showcase where you want all your best players in the game to be in Arlington, Texas here a week from tomorrow?
What are the chances we're going to see Skeens pitch?
You know, that's interesting. He's probably will pitch, somewhere on probably in Milwaukee on Thursday would be my guess, or maybe Friday in Chicago against the White Sox. Which would give him time, he'd be on pretty much normal rest to pitch an inning on Tuesday. And usually anymore, they don't let the pitchers go more than an inning in an All-Star game. So, I mean, it seems to line up pretty well that he would be, available to pitch like he normally would during the regular season. So I would think if he's there, there's a good chance that he would pitch. I know some people have said maybe he'll be the starter. That might be a little aspirational that he'd start the game, but certainly I think he would be in line to at least pitch in relief in that game.
Well, pretty exciting for certainly Paul Skeens and his fan base, which apparently is pretty huge. They sold out Friday night, and the fans were paid off. Paul Skeens pitched well again, and they had 7 home runs, 2 grand slams, so they need a little more of that action to help the pitching they're getting, and we'll see what happens post-All-Star, but they're hanging in there, but they need to win, they not lose games like they lost yesterday.
Exactly, that was a tough loss. They battled, this is scoreless for 7 innings, and then the Mets get a run, and the Pirates battle back, get a big hit from Nick Gonzalez, go ahead 2-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning. It looked like, wow, this is going to be a really good win for the Pirates. And then Aroldis Chapman just struggled to put hitters away in the 9th inning and ended up throwing 40 pitches, and the Mets scored twice and won 3-2. So a real tough loss, and it seems like every time the Pirates get some momentum this year, like you mentioned, a big win Friday night, they win 14-2. They hit all the home runs. All the fans got bucket hats, which I don't know what more you could want.
John, we appreciate it as always.
and then they lose two in a row.
I know.
So, oh, well.
That was a heartbreaker yesterday. All right, man. Thank you so much. Always appreciate your input.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me.
John Parada. Johnny Baseball.
Love him.
Baseball Now. Yeah, he's, again, he's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. Even though he's five-time All-Star second baseman. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com